Thank you for joining us on Feed the Crew. If you haven't already, please subscribe and follow us on Facebook or Instagram. If you have any feedback, if you'd like to be a guest or suggest a topic, go to our website, feedthecrewpodcast.com. If you love the show and want to support us, you can do that at buymeacoffee.com/feedthecrew. Welcome to Feed the Crew. Today we have Tommy Liberto, also known as Mr. Christmas Tree, and a good friend of mine from Baltimore, Maryland.
How's it going?
It's going all right. How are you?
I'm doing all right, man. Hanging in there.
I'm really excited to have you on.
I'm excited, too. I don't do too many interviews nowadays.
Well, I think you do more as the Christmas holidays come along, right?
Yeah, we'll see. We'll see this year. the last couple of years, yes, I've had people reach out. And, last year, that was a good one. But, yeah, definitely. Okay.
Well, why don't you introduce yourself to our listeners?
Hi.
Tell us a little bit about Tommy.
I'm Tommy Liberto, also known as Mr. Christmas Tree. That's the only thing I got. No, I'm kidding. Okay. On the Tommy side, Tommy Liberto reside in the Baltimore area. I work mainly in D.C. as a stagehand when we are not all COVID-y and stuff. Mm. And basically, I'm just a chill dude. Got a 14-year-old son who I'm trying to raise and, trying to deal with that. But otherwise, mm-hmm. Yeah, pretty plain and simple until I put on the bush.
How are you doing during this downtime of the pandemic?
It's kind of ups and downs. I've been, for the most part, I was keeping busy and everything for the first couple months. I had some construction work I was doing. And then in August when that ran out, basically I just kind of been flip-flopping around trying to get, a little gig work here and gig work there, painting, doing, odds and ends, just keep busy.
A little side hustle.
Yeah, for real. I mean, yeah. I don't have myself stuck up inside my house. I've had, 3 events that I've done, in one of my other characters, but, other than that, yeah, it's been pretty much just concentrate on getting things done at home,
Gotcha. Yep, same here, pretty much.
And we got project.
And you mentioned other characters, but a lot of people don't know that you're a performance artist, and you're best known for Mr. Christmas Tree.
Yes.
I want to refer to an article from CNN last December mm-hmm. when you were in New York City, and it says, "There's a man dressed as a Christmas tree roaming the streets of the Big Apple. He's Mr. Christmas Tree. He's fast become one of New York City's most beloved holiday characters. Tommy Liberto has been making his holiday trip dressed as a Christmas tree for the past 5 years, visiting the city every year and reminding New Yorkers to smile every once in a while." And I found this really cool.
Gotta smile every once in a while. Come on, guys.
Exactly.
I made it in New York.
So you go out and sorta bring holiday cheer.
Yeah, it's a very simple endeavor. I don't have to do much. I just have to be me. As a tree. Literally, it startles a lot of people. A lot of them get the whoops, oh my gosh, and hoo, and you'll even hear little kids blurt out cuss words. It's hilarious.
Well, tell us about some of your experiences over the last 5 years.
Oh, my. The first year was a toughie, just trying to get into things. I was like, okay, well, I got big plans for it. I'm going to take it, and I'm gonna slide it into the Today Show. And they didn't really appreciate it, that I guess. They were like, yeah, you're not bringing that in here, buddy. And I was like, but me and my friends are like, yeah, you and your friends ain't allowed in here. And that was the security guys. I don't know what their deal was and, what it is with, NBC and everything. But they kind of get touchy-feely when you got something that's, I guess going to turn some heads,
They didn't want you to distract from their their talent, right?
I think so. I mean, I think it would have been a really, really good show. I mean, I was going to put my Christmas tree together. See, here's the problem is I didn't have the Christmas tree put together at that point. Like, I had it, like, I had a backpack frame. I had a top. I had all the tubing and the framework all ready to go. And all the stuff, but I had to put it together there. I made it so it was easy to transport through the subway system. And my first year, of course, I didn't, you know, I really didn't know my way around or anything or how it would work for me. So, you know, I figured we'd just kind of like get there a lot quicker if I wasn't like in the tree costume, because at that time the tree costume was literally a full tree from head to toe.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. Getting around, I found out the first day, getting around in New York City, you got a 4 foot wide butt, not a problem, but you got 4 foot wide ankles, there's a problem. I was bouncing off people's legs like the Liberty Bell, dong, 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 like, and there's a lot of people in New York. So what I did was, when I was turned away, by the security people at the Today Show, they were like, yep, nope, not happening. Nope. And what I did was I just went down and I found a little cubby hole on, I think it was 49th Street. There was a small little cubby hole, like the back door of a restaurant. And I just started putting myself together right there. I just pulled out my pack and just started assembling the frame. And I put it all together. And then I just paraded myself right back past the Today Show and turned the heads of the audience. It was crazy.
That's awesome.
I even had the guy who played Superman in the 90s. I should know his name. Anyhow, the guy who played Superman in the 90s starts with a Z.
I can't help you with that.
Yeah, I know. I don't remember that guy's name. I know Christopher Reeve and everything, but
right.
But you know, when it was like the Chronicles of oh gosh, jeez, I can't even think of it right now. Anyhow, off the top of my head, I got the guy who plays Superman comes running out to go, you know, shake my hand past the security and everything. They're like, yeah, whatever. You know what I mean? Like they're trying to hold him back. He's like, no, I gotta shake this guy's hand.
That's awesome.
But that was like the first 100 feet of me deploying. It was like I was turning heads already, and I don't know, man. I got some hellacious stories. I mean, like there's a lot of them.
Dean Cain. Is that
Dean
who that
Cain?
Was?
That's who it was. I for some reason I'm thinking about Zine or Zane Cain. You know, like.
gotcha. Oh, Dean Cain.
Yeah, man. What's he doing nowadays? making a lot more money than me.
Who knows, maybe he's not.
Right. I don't know. Yeah, for real. I know he's staying fit, you know what I mean? But anyway, off the subject of that was pretty cool. I ran into Batman also, but it wasn't the real Batman, it was one of those street Batmans. Do you know what I'm talking about?
Okay. Yeah,
they had street Spider-Man also, you know, and
oh yeah,
and they had, you know, all the characters there in Times Square. And,
I was gonna say, especially in Times Square, right?
Yeah. So I was like, yeah. I got Superman, I got Batman, I got Spider-Man. I was like, I was collecting superheroes while I was up there. They all wanted to take their picture with me.
That's awesome.
It's funny. I felt like it's kind of weird because you get out there and you know, I'm carrying around at that time. I had my pack was pushing about 40, 45 pounds. And so I was like hiking around with that I gotta backtrack. Oh my gosh, I'm the worst storyteller ever. Remember I told you I had a full tree and I like had 4 foot wide ankles? Well,
yeah.
After that first day, I stripped the whole thing down and restarted from scratch and built it up to where it was only like I took all the excess netting and pushed it up inside the backpack thing and just made it into a small tree. That was just like,
okay.
And then I wore this the shaggy store-bought ghillie suit underneath of it. It kind of looks like moss, like you've seen any of those other bushmen. Yeah. That are out there jumping at people. It's the same outfit as them, except for mine was more of a parka. And I had thrown some horns on it, believe it or not, too. I put some Krampus horns in with that thing. it was funny because like some of those religious people see me on the street, they're like, wait, wait, and then you know, making the symbol for the cross and everything and talking about Dios and stuff. I was like, no, I'm not the devil. I mean, I try to tell people in different language about Krampus, and they're just like looking at me with these really scared eyes. You know what I mean? And I was like, "Hey, is this better?" Just rip them off. No. But some people are really superstitious, you know?
Yeah, no, that's true. They are. Absolutely.
Oh my gosh! Let's see the first adventure, the first thing I was going through. Yeah, I'll stick with that for right now because and let you get on to something else otherwise. But yeah, my first 2 weeks that I did that, I swear I was being followed around by the cops.
Are you kidding me?
I'm not kidding you. I swear they had a van sitting out there. My phone was acting funny, and there was I know exactly what their vans look like outside, and it was like parked outside of where I was staying at for like 3 days.
I can't say that surprises me, man.
It's paranoia. You know what I mean? Like, it's like, oh, they're watching me. And like, oh, now everybody's watching me. Paranoia absolved. Now I get a red carpet.
Character,
what's that?
Oh, I was going to say, during this character, there's times that you'll park yourself somewhere.
Yes.
And just wait for new people to come around.
Well, yeah. I mean, like, anywhere that I stop, I disappear, basically, because right. I look like, up in New York City, there's so many Christmas displays, so many lights up there that it doesn't take me much. I don't even have to be next to a display. All I got to do is stop and stand still, standing straight up. And people mm-hmm. just like forget that I'm a human being, or they just like, or the other guys who know I'm a human being have already walked away. And so as I'm going down the street, generally I like to like do like a little stop and start thing where I'll stop and I'll wait for the whole crowd. It's like getting a whole new room when you're doing comedy, you know. It's like, oh, okay, well, you got to do your whole set again for this next crowd right here, because we couldn't fit the whole crowd in the theater the first time, or they're doing two shows or three shows, however they do it, you know. But it's basically like it's like setting up the audience, and I knock them down all over again. Like as soon as you know, I know I've got a new crowd, I count to like 10 seconds, all I got to do is move, and all of a sudden everybody around me who like notices, they're like, oh, oh my god, wah, 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 and cuss words come out, you know.
I love it.
I do remind people Merry Christmas, you know. Mm-hmm. I do the Happy Holidays, the Happy Hanukkah, and it's, oh yeah, I don't know, man. That's something I'd be delving into, some really deep subject right there. I'm like, I figure she could ask me this question, but this is a question she probably wouldn't ask. All right, I think we were talking about that earlier, about a question that nobody really asked.
And it's, well,
like,
yeah.
Like,
but
how does,
before I go there. Yeah, before I go there,
yeah,
because I told you I would ask.
Okay.
But has Mr. Christmas Tree always had lights on?
Mr. Christmas Tree's always had lights. Yes.
You always had lights. Okay.
Yes, I've had.
Because I've only seen a few pictures with the lights on, and I would assume that's, you know.
That's because it's daylight. It's hard to see.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah. I've got a standard set of lights, which are just some simple waterproof lights I got from Home Depot that do flashing colored lights and flashing white lights, and then it'll do alternating whites and colors. And it's a real simple setup. Runs off D batteries, you know.
Right.
And then I have a fancier setup, which is another set of outdoor lights, but they're the LED strands.
Ooh.
Yeah, and I've upgraded throughout the years. First year they weren't so great, the ones I used and everything like that. I was using some, I had a different rig setup. It was very basic. I didn't have a remote or anything at that time. But now I can sit there and like change my colors by remote, and just like kind of, if the display is red, bloop, I'm red. If the display is purple, bloop, I'm purple. Just like that, etc. But
nice.
But literally, yeah, the lights, yeah, they definitely look a lot better at nighttime. And I do, you know, turn have lights on during the day, but they're just a lot harder to see. If I have just like the white lights on or the colored lights, it's the ones that run off the D batteries are kind of weak, you know.
I gotcha.
As opposed to the LED ones, which will like blow your eyeballs out.
Our producers are interjecting here. Nope. They want to know, how do you see through your costume?
Well, the first 4 years, I was just wearing a Christmas hat. So I would have a Santa hat on. First 2 years was a red Santa hat, and I had my head just sticking out to avoid violating any mask laws. Because in certain places, it's illegal to wear a mask unless it's Halloween.
Okay.
Believe it or not. I didn't know what I was dealing
with.
No,
I believe it.
When I got up there in New York. And then as the first year, I had my, it was like, it's kind of scraggly looking, but it still made everything, you know, still, you know, had fun with it. And then I was like, the first 2 years is a red hat. The next 2 years after that, I wore a green hat, a green Santa hat. And I was like, okay. It was like my big giveaway. And then for my fifth year, I was able to cover my face. I had figured it out by then. I was like, hey, it's cool. I can cover my face. And I figured a way of covering my face, utilizing the technique I used to attach all my fronds to my costume. And I have a net that'll go over top of my face, and that keeps all the prickles and everything like that out, and I can see straight through it. Although I think that my I think my close up vision has suffered a little bit though, because I'm constantly ignoring like a piece of camouflage that's dangling in front of my face. You know, just like tune it out with my brain.
That goes for a lot of your characters.
Yeah, right? tuning out of my brain, definitely. Yeah, yeah.
Yeah. Well, here's the question I warned you about.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Because you've been interviewed many times over the years.
Right.
And I want to know, what is the question that people never ask you, but you wish they did?
Ooh. Now, I know I was talking about another subject earlier, and I wish people would ask me about it, or at least include it in the interview, but the one that I don't get is like, a lot of people don't ask, you know, how does this affect people from different religions and different religious faiths?
You want that one?
Oh, that's a good one. No, I just took that one right out, right? And it's like left field, right? But like, how does this work? A Christmas tree, a Christmas, is this a Christian thing? Is it only reserved for that? No. The Christmas tree is for everybody, and actually it's actually pretty amazing. Something that I experienced sorry about that, didn't mean to hit the microphone.
It made
Muslims smile. Okay, people I could recognize as Muslim, and even the ones who were practicing their faith more than anybody else, like when their ladies had their whole head covered and just had a little eye slit. And I could tell they were smiling underneath. I could see the way they squinted, and they give me thumbs up. You know, at first a lot of them, they were, you know, not a lot of them, but you know, people like that are kind of skeptical. You know what I mean? They look at it, they're like, oh, they're taken back. You know, it's kind of like fearful. But I always make sure I'm smiling. You know, it's like, and at that time they could really, people could really see my face. You know what I mean? My smiling face. And I would just sit there and look at them, smile and wave at them. You know what I mean? Give them thumbs up. And then, and then it's like the sigh of relief. And then they all want to take their picture with me. And then, the same went with, Hasidic Jews, in New York City. You know how, they're very much other faith and, and I didn't know what to expect, you know what I mean? Whether they were going to be like, oh, you're Christian, you know, whatever they're going to say to me, you know? I'm bad with, you know, I don't do great impersonations. but anyhow, I walked through, you know, some of the Hasidic Jewish neighborhoods in New York, and it was, you know, they would ask me, what's this all about? And I was like, it's the tree of life. You know what I mean?
There
I was
you like, go.
And they loved it. And they all wanted to take pictures with me.
So well, I'm not an expert, but I do think that Christians hijacked the Christmas tree.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. That's that's what the pagans were telling me.
See?
It is. It's a pagan tradition, actually. It goes back beyond those times, those beliefs.
Yeah.
But that's, you know, that's the Christmas tree story. Oh, my gosh. We go on about that. Jeez. But everybody likes the tree. You know, it's pretty cool. I got atheists, I got Christians, Muslims, Jews. I don't know about the those other guys, the ones who believe in the UFO thing, whatever, the Scientology guys. They're kind of I walked past them. And I did give it. I you know what? They tried to act really hard too. You know what I mean? Like it was like the guys went at the front door at least. You know what I mean? They were like, you know, like real straight faced. You know what I mean? Like they weren't giving me dirty looks or anything. You know, but they were just right. definitely trying to look serious in their job and everything like that. And it was like as soon as I'm walking past them, I was like, I'm looking at them, looking. I'm like, I'm getting. They were like the guards at the Queen's Palace in England. You know what I mean? Like the guys with the big furry hats on and everything. Like they were like trying right. to be like that stiff. And I turned around and I gave him a honk, you know, with one of my bird calls. I was like, wah, wah. I was like, smile, you guys. And definitely, then they cracked the smiles because I was like, come on, y'all, gotta come off of this. People are too serious nowadays.
Well, is there something that you want people to know? Something that...
Yeah, please donate to homeless shelters, especially if you got charities. If you know of a charity that gets presents for homeless kids for Christmas, man, don't forget about them. I mean, because they're in a position that is not a fault of their own, you know? And right. I was in the last couple of years, I was I was trying to steer people and tell them to donate to these charities. My friend Danny McGee here in Bel Air, Maryland, he's a former bail bondsman, and he's had this thing going for a while since he was a bail bondsman, where he was he started off getting Christmas presents for his clients' kids, like, you know, just kind of like it was just, you know, just delivering it to him because he felt bad about them. You know, it's like, you know, through no fault of their own, their parents have screwed up somehow and ended up in the wrong side of the legal system.
Right.
And he started, you know, with getting presents to them. And then it grew on to him moving on to giving out to the homeless shelters also and bringing in huge donations. This last year, not last year, but the year before, and when we did it, it was like we had a U-Haul truck full of presents. For these wow. for these kids and it was donated from all the members of the community, donated from the local police and everything, it was a fire department. A lot of people put in on that, and Danny brought a lot of people together. And I wanted to call attention. It was like, man, I would love to do that myself, but it was like I didn't want to, you know, be like I'm going to be a competing, you know, charity with this guy. You know, he's got the territory covered here, but I can supplement. You know what I mean? So I would show up to some of his events here and there. And try to support him as much as possible and try to, like, you know, put it out that, hey, you know, what would I like for Christmas? I would like, you know, if I could know that, you know, some of these folks that are out there listening actually donated and helped to bring some smiles to other people, you know, kind of passing it on, you know?
Absolutely. All right. We'll figure out a way to do that. See if we can get some feedback from our listeners. Get them to let you know what they've done because you encouraged them.
Well, that'd be nice. That would be cool. You know, you got local charities. Yeah. You know, this is a tough year too with COVID. That's a tough year. Tough year because not everybody's the people's money's tighter. You know.
Yep.
And asking people to donate like that, and it's like, you know, we still these people are still homeless, and these other people are still disadvantaged. You know what I mean? So we're all disadvantaged a bit now.
Yep.
But
I feel very blessed that my kids are not little anymore. They're all adults.
Right.
And there's no grandchildren yet. So
yeah,
I feel very blessed to be in this middle part of my own life where we're okay with not having anything for Christmas. You know?
Yeah.
We're all adults.
Right.
That's the way it's got to be.
Yeah, man. Yeah, it's a giving thing, you know. A lot of people ask Absolutely. Me. They people think that I'm making bank. You know what I mean? Being the Christmas tree, they're like, "Man, you gotta be making a lot of money, man."
Oh no.
Charging money for pictures and stuff, you know. And I was like, "Well, that's what keeps me free in New York City, is actually right. being able to not charge. If I went and stood and wanted to charge money for pictures, and I wanted that to be my gig, then I would have to stand out at like Times Square." You know,
right?
And when you're down there, it's like you can always stand in like these blue squares, and then you got like all the Transformers and and Batman yeah. and Statues of Liberty's there. You know, and I don't know. It's kind of funny though, because like I haven't seen the Christmas tree pop up there other than me. Kind of mad respect, you know? Because you figure wow. they'd be copying characters. They're like but I don't ever let them see me making money on it. You know what I mean? Like I'm not like going there to bring the dollars from people. You know,
right?
I'm there. It's like people want to take pictures with me. It's for me. It's free publicity to a degree. And I've taken pictures with thousands of people. And so I've ended up on thousands of web pages, you know what I mean? Thousands of people's personal pages going out. And, you know, and I just remind them, you know what I mean? Instead of giving me a donation, please donate to a local homeless shelter or something. You know what I mean? Kind of help.
That's awesome.
You know what I mean? Like, it's like, instead of doing that to me, you know, cause like, my whole strategy was, to like raise up money ahead of time, you know, or, you know, be able to pay for it myself, to be able to go up and take a vacation in New York City, because, Christmas I used to not like Christmas.
Really?
Well, I mean, and not the physical fact of Christmas, the gifts or anything like that. I had a lot of internal, you know, issues going on, stuff from the past and everything that was kind of dragging me down and causing depression issues, which I'm not going to go over top of. If you got depression, make sure you go talk to somebody, talk to a friend. That's another thing I like to put out too. If you're feeling sad during the holidays, you know, like,
absolutely.
If I can just spread that smile just a wee little bit, because there's a lot of people out there that are just absolutely miserable through the holidays. I know the feeling. And it's really cool though, when you get them, when you crack them open though, and they're like, oh, you made my day. You know what I mean? Like, I don't like Christmas, but you made my day.
Right.
Little things.
Well, and so I've reached out to you this year. You mentioned the pandemic. Mm-hmm. I reached out to you this year because I want to know, I followed you for years on the social media, loving what you do up there. But with the pandemic that's going on, are you going to reappear in New York City this year?
That's a big maybe.
A big maybe. Okay.
But right now, the place where I usually stay at, can't have me stay there.
Okay.
Which is my usual crashing pad. I have a nice safe spot up there. Basically, you know, they're concerned about COVID, and naturally I understand that.
Yeah.
And being that I don't just go straight back and forth to a job, I don't have like a set, you know, certain amount of parameters and everything like that. My parameters are really wide. When I'm the Christmas tree, I try to go as far and, you know, as many places as possible, which is a bad strategy in COVID this year. I find that, you know, outdoor transmission, when you're outdoors, you know, it's one thing, you know, but like for me to get around, I got to get down into those subways. And there's a lot of people that are still traveling the subways and they're masking up. And I think, you know, it's like my opinion and science opinion that the masks work and that it helps to reduce that risk. You know what I mean? If everybody's all wearing, and it's not, it kind of feels weird because I'm used to being the only guy wearing a mask, you know? it's a style.
You're going to go up there and the whole city is wearing masks.
Not technically, but you just can't recognize anybody, you know, really. I mean, you can, but it's kind of hard to do. I recognized a friend of mine today because of her 4-foot-long dreadlocks hanging down past her butt. You know, it was like, I was like, and plus she's only like 4.5 feet tall. So.
Is that Tasha?
No, close.
No.
Got that wrong. Swing and a miss. Womp, 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 womp. Okay, yeah, where were we at?
Well, you mentioned that you usually pay for this yourself.
Oh, yeah,
you
yeah.
Encourage people to donate to other charities, homeless charities in particular this year.
Yep.
And you don't have a place to stay in New York City this year. So what I want to know.
If I'm going to do it.
Yeah, if you're going to do it, you need a place to stay. And in my mind, what that means is that maybe you need a little more extra cash to be able to stay at a hotel, you know, a nice clean place somewhere that you can feel safe.
Right.
And still go out and spread your joy. So what can folks do to help support your efforts to spread joy this holiday season? Do you have a GoFundMe account or something?
You know, I did run GoFundMes. I did those for a couple of years. Last year actually was the first year that I didn't do a GoFundMe. And I was able to afford it. I didn't take like donations and everything like that. I didn't get that. I was selling pins also.
Oh, that's right. I have a pin.
Yeah, I was selling those. And so merchandise. I'm getting off late. I think probably late. But I'm thinking Christmas cards this year would be a really cool thing to send out, you know? or to try to sell. I've got a company that I can order them from, but I'm kind of like working last minute. I can't get any pins in because that takes about 2 months for that to work. But I can, gotcha. I can run some merchandise, and that's, I'm literally like, you're catching me like right in the middle of like racking my brain on how I'm going to do things. Cause, I want to use some certain photos to use for the cards, but then I would have to have permissions. Like I have some like really fantastic photos, but they're from photographers and I have to contact them and get their permission for it. You know, with some of it and some of them, I know I don't think I'm going to get permission for, just cause they were gotcha. like news company type things like AP and stuff like that. Like I have some really cool pictures up like that. So, in lieu of that, I was thinking about having either a friend of mine maybe take a picture of me with some holiday decorations, or do my own art.
Well, that would be cool too.
So if I were to paint my own,
if you
Christmas
wanted a variety, if I were you and you want that variety, a picture of your pin is actually really cool.
Right.
You could use that art.
Oh yeah, it's already set up. Yep.
Okay, there you go.
That,
get a picture
of you.
Get it
on a coffee mug. Have it printed on underwear. yeah,
that's awesome.
I literally can have it printed off anywhere, and I do have that. And let's see, I was setting that up this week with Printful, and I'll have to have that up on my website. That's going to be coming up this week. I'm gonna start pumping out that because I've had some pictures that I was working on digitally that I'm gonna run past my printer people and see how they what they think about that right there in the setup on the page, because they wanted stuff with more definition. So a lot of pictures I have are like I'm sitting there sending them through Facebook and it's like they want better definition. It's gonna look like crap.
yeah so, you need the high res file,
right? So come on. Okay, I'll put one out with the tree. I'll put one out with the original pen design. I got t-shirts, hats, glasses, customized coffee mugs. Let's see what else.
What's your website?
I don't have one. That sucks.
Are you kidding me?
I'm on
Facebook. Is it all social media for you?
Yeah. Yes. Matter of fact, it is. I haven't been maintaining a regular website.
Okay.
I don't know why.
No, I hadn't. For a long time, even for business.
Yeah.
So I get it.
I don't know why. Look, I'm a knocking on my head. All right, there we go. So if you want to find me on the interweb, so I do have a couple different ways you can find me. Number one, if you go on the social medias, of course, Facebook. I'm at The Real Mr. Christmas Tree. Pardon me. So that's that would be the A with a circle around it, right?
Yes.
T-H-E-R-E-A-L-M-R dot Christmas tree.
Got it.
Yeah. It's about all one word. And the reason I say that is I don't know if I have, like, you know, this really awesome camouflage that carries over to the web.
Mm-hmm.
But trying to find Mr. Christmas Tree, you will find a Christian group out in the Midwest who have a Christmas tree pageant, a Mr. Christmas Tree pageant.
And
they dance around with lit Christmas trees on stage, like full Christmas trees. And I mean, it's kind of fun and silly, you know.
Gotcha.
But they've got the Mr. Christmas Tree thing right there.
Gotcha.
For that.
All right.
I had to be a little bit more, and I was like, well, you see these celebrities, and there's The Real this and The Real that, and so I had to go, The Real Mr. Christmas Tree. And of course, I spell it differently across all my platforms.
All right, well, let's have them.
All right, we go to, let's see, Twitter. Huh? Twitter's a good one?
Yep.
All right.
Twitter?
Yeah, Twitter. All right. And if you go to Twitter, you'll see me. Okay, it's going to take a while because my computer is going to take a bit now, too. And that would be, it's even better now. So if you look up Mr. Christmas Tree on Twitter, I had to swap it around a little bit. That's the at with little a, M-R-X-M-A-S, T-R-E-E, four, the number four, right? And yeah. R-E-A-L. So Mr. Christmas Tree for real. Complicated as all hell.
It's okay. We're gonna put it in your description for your podcast.
Okay. And then the more popular platform, which would be Instagram. And Instagram is just literally Mr. Christmas Tree, the best and most easiest one spelled out. Mr. M-I-S-T-E-R Christmas Tree, all spelled out, one word. We'll take you to my Instagrams. I had Instagrams for breakfast. Very delicious. Hopefully I'm not moving too far back and forth on my microphone.
No, I think you're doing fine.
Okay. Yeah, I've got
You are doing fine.
I've got it nice and isolated here on a nice padded surface and sitting on top of my, I have a little box for my drone that I can't fly.
Did you get grounded?
You're an FAA. Now, they want me to get registered.
Right.
Yeah.
For you especially, man.
Well, right. The one I got here, I got this one and I bought it. And 3 months later, they came out with a better version.
Of course they did.
Of course. Yeah, 4K, you know, and move a camera. And oh, wait. And lighter. Mine is at 300 grams, which is the FAA thing where they're like, oh, you got to get that registered. But if it was less than 300 grams, be a different story.
You wouldn't have to.
Yeah. So what did this company do that I get? I don't want to like throw out free plugs without them paying me or anything like that. But this company, what do? They sit there and they come up with a better one, better resolution, and 50 grams lighter. Ugh. Oh, yeah. Eat your heart out, kid. Oh, God. That hurt.
You should see if you can get somebody to go up there with you and fly your little drone in the city,
right? Oh, wait, yeah, you can't fly anywhere.
I know you can't.
Anywhere on the outside, you know. I'm thinking about hitting Philadelphia this year again.
There you go.
Yeah, be good. I wanted
any
to
other
do like,
cities?
Huh?
Any other cities?
Baltimore's kind of dangerous. I'm still gonna walk around a little bit. I'm not worried about. As a matter of fact, I try not to worry about, you know, like my safety. You know what I mean? Like, cause I'm not a regular person anymore. Once I put the tree suit on, it's kind of weird. I mean, it could be risky, you know, but at the same time, you know, I'm not trying to sit there and get all like, well, it's all in God's hands and everything. Cause like, you can avoid these situations, you know, Baltimore City, I think I'd be definitely spreading some smiles, you know, and DC. Yeah. DC's right there.
Absolutely.
These three are all within hour and a half of me. You know what I mean? Like, you know, DC and Philadelphia. So these are things I can still hit. I have other people that want me to go off other places. And I'm like, well, if I could fix my car and get my car up to par, and then I would definitely drive a lot further. You know, I'd just throw the Christmas tree in the back and maybe show up at random towns here and there, throw the Christmas tree on, walk through town for a couple of hours and then disappear.
I gotcha.
Right, you know, kind of like a moving.
Well, if you're gonna do that, I think that's a great idea. If you're gonna do that, though,
you need money.
You need to let us know where you're at.
Right? Yeah. The tree tracker.
You need some help. You need some funding.
Yeah, the tree tracker.
Tree tracker.
Yeah, because you know how they track the Christmas trees as they go across the U.S. and then when it goes up to New York and when it goes to D.C. They have a tree tracker.
Oh yeah.
And while it's on the road, yeah.
Now I know what you mean.
Yeah, I'm gonna
absolutely.
I got a tree tracker. Yeah, right.
Well, definitely keep us up to date on where you're going to be.
Yeah, right.
Any changes that you make, if you start getting your merchandise out there.
Yeah, I'm gonna.
If people can donate to you somewhere, if you get a GoFundMe.
Yeah, I'm gonna. I'll have some merch here coming up here this week sometime. I should have some stuff coming out. I've been working hard on painting things. I don't know if you saw some of the pictures I put up on the interwebs of me painting trees. I was painting them with digital paint.
Oh, neat!
But
I'm gonna have to go look.
But I have a friend of mine who we're going to get together and actually use real paint, and she's going to teach Mr. Christmas Tree how to paint happy little trees, Bob Ross style.
Oh. I did see that, the Bob Ross thing.
I've been big. I was begging for people, and I was like, okay. I was like, my friend Renee finally popped up, and I was like, okay, yeah, that's right. You're it. I also have another person. I think I'm going to visit out in Western Maryland there, because he's not too far away. I think he's about 2 hours away. Go out and visit him, and you know, film a little set of Mr. Christmas Tree doing another. I mean, because it doesn't have to be just one video. I mean, everybody puts out more than one video, you know. So
sure.
Keep us up to date
on what you're doing.
I definitely will.
All right. It was great talking to you, Tommy. We're going to have to go at this point.
Right on, right on. Yeah, I swear, because I could keep rambling on. Make sure you unfold those ears when you turn off the microphone and unfold those ears.
Unfold the ears.
Yeah, yeah, because I'd be bending people's ears all day long. All righty. Well, thank you very much, and make sure you have a happy holiday.
You as well, but I expect that I'm going to be hearing from you again before Christmas.
Yeah, we should do that. I'll follow up. I'll let you know what my progress is.
Please do.
All right.
Absolutely.
This tracker thing, though, man, we're going to have to figure that out. All righty.
Sounds like a plan, man. We'll talk soon.
I'll holler at you later. Thank you so much again.
All right. You're welcome. Thank you.
All right. I'll see you.
Thanks for listening, everybody. Don't forget to hit subscribe. Check out our website at feedthecrewpodcast.com for more information, as well as links to all of our episodes, bulletins, and social media.
When you're hungry for
inspiration,
information,
friends, and laughter,
join us.
Join us.
Join us.
On Feed the Crew.